Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. This CD is entitled 10th Canto Nectar. It contains a narration of all the 90 chapters in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the king of all spiritual scriptures, Grantharaj. Along with the translations being recited, we'll also recite the commentaries or tikas of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which have been collected in a book called Sarartha Darshani, the vision or looking, darshan, vision, the vision of the essence of meaning, Sarartha Darshani. This book, we have published this book, and also it is available as an e-book to download on your mobile phone or Kindle, available from Amazon. So this is a small introductory lecture before we begin chapter 1 of the 10th canto. 10th canto nectar. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the sweet liquid that Srila Vyasadeva extracted from all the transcendental Vedic scriptures. Vyas nourished his divine son, Shukadeva Goswami, with that liquid. Upon realizing the ambrosial essence of the Bhagavat within his pure heart, Sri Shukamuni concentrated it into a nectar called Rasayana. The 10th canto, which is called the smiling sweet face of Shyama Sundara, is that Rasayana. How is this? What is a Rasayana? Rasayana is a material Ayurvedic medicine that rejuvenates one's physical body and mind and fills one with the nectar taste of robust health and mental satisfaction. The 10th canto is a spiritual rasayan, a nectar tonic, which does all these things and much more, as you will learn below. Now, let's hear from Sri Chaitanya Dev and our Gaudiya Rasik Acharyas about the amazing power and benefits of hearing and reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. And how much more do all these glories and benefits apply to hearing the 10th canto? On several occasions, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden avatar of divine love, Patita Bhavan, avatar for Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu, he glorified the Srimad Bhagavatam so that all his followers, past and present, would realize the topmost absolute importance of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, let's hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, Sri Jiva Goswami Pad, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad, and my Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, exalt the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 24, 318, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvashray Pratishloke Pratyakshari Nana Artakai. Srimad Bhagavatam is as great as Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself, the supreme shelter of everything. In each and every verse and syllable of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are multifaceted meanings, for the Srimad Bhagavatam is as infinite as Krishna. In the next quote, Lord Gauranga explains how the Srimad Bhagavatam is the transcendental body of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and the Bhagavatam is full of pure love of God. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Anti Lila, chapter 3, verse 516, Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, Prema Maya Bhagavata Krishnara Sriyanga Tahate Kahina Jatta Gopya Krishnaranga. Mahaprabhu said, the Srimad Bhagavatam is saturated with Krishna Prema. The Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from the beautiful body of Krishna and is part of Krishna himself. For the Bhagavat describes Krishna's confidential pastimes with his intimate associates, like Sri Radha and the Braja Gopis. In this last quote to follow, Prem Purushottam Gauranga Mahaprabhu establishes the Srimad Bhagavatam's preeminent position over all other Vedic Shastras and spiritual scriptures. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 2, verse 91, Madhya Lila, chapter 9, verse 91, Sri Chaitanya Dev said, Pade Pade Bhagavata Prema Rasamai Shuniya Dravila Ati Tomara Hridai. Every single line, Pade Pade, of Srimad Bhagavatam is full of prema ras, prema rasamai, ecstatic divine raptures. By hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, your heart will melt. In the preface to Krishna book, Gurudev, our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada says that love of Godhead will fructify by reading or hearing this one book, Krishna, which contains only the 10th canto pastimes of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. In the 90th chapter, last chapter of the Krishna book and the last chapter of the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada describes the wonderful benefits of the 10th canto. He said, quote, the transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna in the 10th canto are so powerful that simply by hearing, reading, and memorizing this book, Krishna, one is sure to be transferred to the spiritual world. We will conclude our discussion about the 10th canto Nectar by explaining why it is so necessary and important for serious sadhakas to focus and concentrate their Bhagavat studies on hearing, reading, and meditating upon the sublime rasa-filled teachings of the 10th canto especially. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.2.2.6, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad says that of the 64 limbs of sadhana bhakti, relishing the Srimad Bhagavatam is one of 5 most important and powerful limbs, and also a part of Panchanga Bhakti. Those 5 limbs are Harinam Sankirtan, Sarusanga, Takuraji Seva, Brajavas, and hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Later in 1.2.2.40, Srila Rupa specifically singles out and praises the 10th canto as the most significant and important of all the 12 cantos. In his commentary, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad stresses the special position of the 10th canto by stating, "One will achieve Krishna prema by hearing the 10th canto." While finishing his glorification of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Panchanga practices of bhakti in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad says in 2.2.2.4.4, quote, "These 5 limbs or practices, Panchanga Bhakti, have the inconceivable power to manifest both Bhav and Sri Krishna himself at the same time." So these 5 limbs, which means one of them is hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the 10th canto Nectar. By hearing the 10th canto Nectar, there's such achintya shakti in this hearing that this simply by hearing this 10th canto Bhagavatam, one will attain bhava bhakti and Sri Krishna himself at the same time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. In other words, even a brief association with these 5 supremely angas of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, such as hearing the 10th canto, it can arouse bhav in bhakti sadhakas, provided that one's practice of these 5 limbs, such as hearing Bhagavatam, is free from offenses in the form of the 10 nam aparads and the offenses in Thakurji Arjan, deity worship. Sri Jiva Goswami Pad gives a very encouraging illumination on this section of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He says, "The Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the 10th canto, is exclusively devoted to and full of the sweet taste of bhakti ras for Bhagavan Sri Krishna alone and nothing else. Anyone who hears Srimad Bhagavatam will attain pure rasa bhakti, rasa-filled bhakti, which in turn will destroy all one's fears, diseases, material desires, and false attachments. Srimad Bhagavatam is the rasa sarup of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Among all the scriptures existing on this planet, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and only the Bhagavatam, contains the highest bliss. Srimad Bhagavatam is totally transcendental, pure and uncontaminated with any tinge of the three modes of material nature, ignorance, passion, or goodness. We have called this CD, we've titled it 10th Canto Nectar, because by repeatedly hearing this CD, 10th Canto Nectar of the 10th Canto Bhagavatam, we guarantee you will become completely rejuvenated and thrilled with the joy of transcendence, feeling the rapture of Radha Krishna's pure love flooding your entire being. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. In track number 1, we'll begin chapter 1 of the 10th Canto Bhagavatam.